a dum 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 wickle wickle whoosh skirt skirt, I have a cane.
Our next segment is from The Five-Legged Scientist. This podcast is part of Language of Love, a series of animal courtship and communication. Here we have Merritt and Nina with more.
Hey Merritt, what's it called when you're trying to attract someone by making yourself look like somebody you're not? Like using a model's pictures on Tinder instead of your own.
Catfishing?
No, I'm pretty sure it's called cuttlefishing.
Oh, like that article from Macquarie University about cuttlefish camouflaging themselves to trick mating competition.
Yeah, exactly. I only got the chance to read the first half of it, though. Can you tell me more?
Well, that's wild, because I only got the chance to read the second half of it.
Wait, why did you skip the first part?
No, Nina, I didn't actually. This is just part of the shtick.
Oh, right.
Well, first, what even is a cuttlefish?
It's kind of like a squid, but with a dumpling body.
Weirdly, I can picture exactly what you're talking about.
Right? Anyway, male and female cuttlefish display different patterns on their skin. Female cuttlefish have more of a cow-like spotted pattern, and male cuttlefish have what look like zebra stripes.
Oh, got it. What exactly were these researchers trying to find?
So, they noticed that the male cuttlefish would change the pattern of their skin on one side of their body to trick other males into thinking they're female, so they could woo a female on the other side.
Oh, so like if I'm a male cuttlefish and I see a female cuttlefish I'm trying to woo, but I also notice another male cuttlefish who could potentially be my competition, I would change the side of my body facing him to look like a female cuttlefish and my other side would stay looking like a male.
Right.
So I could still seduce the female cuttlefish, but the competition would think I was female and try to seduce me.
But the thing is, the cuttlefish wouldn't always do that. The scientists noticed that they seemed to be more likely to try and deceive their competition if there were fewer cuttlefish around who could potentially catch them in the act and punish them. So that was the theory they were testing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so that's about how far I got into the article, but you finished it. So tell me, did this camouflage trickery work?
Yes, actually more than once, they saw the male cuttlefish successfully transfer sperm to the female cuttlefish he was courting.
Dang!
What's even more interesting is that they are able to do this while still keeping up their facade.
Multitasking.
Yep, deception is actually used in a lot of species mating systems.
Yeah, I saw a cool video of a young male satin bowerbird disguising as a female bird to seduce other males and steal some items that they gathered to attract females.
Oh, neat. What I thought was cool about the cuttlefish was that they limited this display to when there were no other male cuttlefish around. So even just one observer is enough of a threat to stop them. It's tricky because their defenses really only work from one angle. It's like a magic trick. If someone looks from the wrong angle, your whole trick could blow.
Wait, what? I thought it was real magic. Does that mean...
Nina, you're getting off track. Anyway, I think I understand the experiment itself, but why do we care?
Well, here we have Colin Brown, one of the researchers from this experiment, to explain more about the larger implications of this study.
Well, I think this particular article was really interesting because it showed that the cuttlefish were at least much more cunning than people expected them to be, deliberately manipulating other individuals. There are a couple of examples of that sort of deliberate manipulation in primates, but nobody's really ever seen it anywhere else. Nobody ever thought that, you know, a cuttlefish might be capable of doing that kind of thing. And it really speaks to just how intelligent they are, and that Machiavellian intelligence manipulation of others is really next level. And it's not even a vertebrate, right? I mean, it's really amazing.
We also wanted to know what he found most surprising about the study, and here's what he had to say about that.
Once we saw it in captivity, we actually went diving, and it was happening everywhere in the wild. So I guess that was another interesting thing that, you know, obviously these animals have been doing it for a long time, but nobody's really ever noticed it before because they're extremely common around Sydney. So just about anybody who goes diving during the spring period, you would think they would have seen this, but we were the first people.
Wow, cuttlefish are more intelligent than I thought, and here I thought humans were the only deceptive ones when it comes to love.
Good one. You know, they may not look like the smartest creatures, but underneath that soft, beautiful, pan-fried exterior is a chewy, cabbage-filled...
Hold up. Are you talking about cuttlefish or dumplings?
Well, listen, Merritt, since you brought it up, all this talk about dumplings is making me hungry. Why don't we end it here and grab something to eat?
Sounds good. That's all from the five-legged scientist, folks.
I have a cane. Skirt, skirt, whoosh, wicka, wicka, dum, dum, ba-dum.